Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner. Before we get into this review, I'm going to ask you for one favor. Please subscribe to this channel. It really helps us with the metrics. Pandering over. Looky, looky. Comic bookie. This one I've been waiting for. Robin number 3. I've reviewed 1 and 2 so far. Where Robin went to Lazarus Island. And to get to fight in this tournament, because, you know, him and his mom kind of been booted from League of Assassins. You know, somebody else took over. They're kind of persona non grata. So he's, Damien's, you know, on the island. Ravager, who is another famous offspring, you know, his Deathstroke's girl, his daughter, is talking to Robin, trying to get him to unwind, so she takes him. On Lazarus Island, you're not allowed, you can only die 3 times. You'll be resurrected, you know, 2 times, and that 3rd time, you're done. And the tournament doesn't start until everybody has died once. Then they get into the tournament. I don't know what they win, but, I mean, there's some pretty heavy hitters on this island. Robin number 1 actually introduced a few new characters to the DC universe. Anyway, you know, she takes him down, and at night, and the other another rule is you cannot kill at night. And so they're partying at night, you know, and she tells Damien, hey, you need to learn how to unwind. Even hardcore killers need to be able to have fun. So she takes him to the beach party, and you know, a couple of people try telling jokes. Damien being Damien, he doesn't understand jokes. He was brought up by the League of Assassins. You know, his mom and his dad, two of the biggest ones in League of Assassins at that time. And, of course, your dad is Batman on top of that. What are you going to do? So he's going, because he wants to find out, you know, what's going on with League of Assassins. So he thinks if he wins this tournament, he can get in there to find out. And he's doing all right for a while, but he starts to start, you know, they start talking. Most of the people here, I mean, it is a killing tournament. So most of the people there are bad guys or anti-hero types, vigilantes. Most of them have run across Batman, his dad. So, you know, after they start talking to him first, and then all the conversations turn to, oh yeah, hey, well, your dad kicked my butt here, your dad kicked my butt there. And it turns into a whole trying to one-up each other on who got beat up the worst by Batman. He doesn't like that, you know, I mean, he doesn't want to hear about his dad, so he wanders off to be by himself, and he gets up to the top of the stairs there, and there's a big statue. He's not alone. Connor Hawke is there too, and Connor Hawke is Oliver Queen's son, who was, you know, Oliver brought him up, but then the League of Assassins got a hold of Connor Hawke too, and trained him even more, so now he's pretty deadly. And they all tell him, Damien, hey, that's going to be your biggest worry, is that dude right there. And they start talking, you know, they actually start to bond over their life stories are pretty similar, you know, with a douchey dad being trained by League of Assassins. I mean, it's just a long, and they're sitting here, you know, basically comparing how their lives are the same. And they kind of start to bond until some dudes from the League of Assassins show up and tell Connor, hey, you can't be talking to him. He's the fallen son. Don't talk to the demon. Then they start going at it. Damien tells him, you know, my mom banished you for a reason. And, you know, I'm going to kick your butt now. And, of course, they're not happy about it. So they tell Connor, hey, you need to defend the League of Assassins. So Connor, you know, being kind of brainwashed as he is, starts going after him. There's like, you know, a full 2 pages of Connor and Damien going at it. And they're both getting their licks in. They're both doing pretty good. But eventually Connor overpowers him, as you can see. And they're getting ready to toss him off the cliff. And the League of Assassin dude says, you know, you only heal if you die. So we're going to make sure you live. You're just going to be in a lot of pain. So they throw him off the cliff. And the last thing you see, and he keeps seeing Alfred Pennyworth in his head. So, you know, he's as he's falling, he's hoping that, you know, either Batman or Alfred saves him. Somebody swoops by. I mean, somebody swoops him up. When he comes to the next morning, you know, he's thinking it was his dad. And big reveal. If you're not into spoilers, man, you're not going to want, you might want to turn this off right now after you read it. Because I'm going to spoil the crap out of it right here. It's bah, 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 Ra's al Ghul. Yeah, he's telling him, you know, no, it was me, grandson. I've got a lot to teach you. So I'm guessing Ra's is going to teach Damian some stuff maybe he didn't learn from the rest of the league. I mean, you don't run the League of Assassins like Ra's al Ghul without knowing a few secrets. I can't wait for the next one of this. I want to say this one is a limited series too. I'm not quite sure. Either way, I'm saying keep this one on your pull list. This is a definite subscription. I'm really liking it. I don't like Damian as a character generally, but I like this whole idea of all of the little, not all of this little, some of them are adults, all of the people on an island fighting. It's kind of like DC version of Mortal Kombat, I guess. I like it. I liked it with Avengers Academy when they did the same thing. And I'm just hoping that we figure out what's going on Lazarus Island, because they said it was basically a sacrificial island for a while, a lot of bloodshed. And I guess that's how they are able to resurrect stuff. We'll find out. Robin number 3, definite subscription. You're gonna like it if you like anything to do with Bat Family or just tournament style fighting, you know, like Enter the Dragon type stuff. So that was my review of Robin number 3. If you like that review, you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, man. It don't cost nothing. It's free. Go ahead. It helps us a lot too. And while you're at it, you can hit the bell icon and you'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.